Text numéro 56. Medicinal cannabis available on NHS prescription. Consultant medical professionals may prescribe products containing cannabis or cannabinol if they feel their patients could benefit from it. Previously, all cannabis products were classified as unlawful drugs, and UK patients could only access cannabis-based treatments with a special Home Office licence granted by the Home Secretary. Cannabis-based products can now be prescribed, but only by consultant medical practitioners at hospitals and only in a small number of cases, such as nausea caused by chemotherapy, muscle stiffness linked to multiple sclerosis, and for children with rare or severe forms of epilepsy. The new guidelines also state that cannabis products should only be made available where there is a clinical need which cannot be met by a licensed medicine and where established treatment options have been exhausted. Home Secretary Sajid Javid's decision to ease legislation on medical cannabis followed a number of high-profile cases, including that of young epilepsy sufferers whose conditions appeared to be eased by the drug. An initial review by Sally Davies, the UK's chief medical advisor, concluded there is evidence medicinal cannabis has therapeutic benefits. The Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs, which carried out the second part of the review, ruled that doctors should be able to prescribe medicinal cannabis, provided the products meet safety standards. They also recommended that cannabis-derived medicinal products be listed in Schedule 2 of the Misuse of Drugs Regulations 2001, meaning it could also soon be administered to patients by general practitioners or dentists. Home Secretary Sajid Javid has been quick to stress that the government's decision was in no way a first step to the legalisation of cannabis for recreational use. This means that the possession of the Class B drug will still carry an unlimited fine and up to 5 years in jail, and that cannabis dealers are still facing up to 14 years in prison. Yet calls for complete legalisation are growing, even from people unexpected to do so. In an article for the Daily Telegraph in June, former Conservative leader William Hague called for the legalisation of cannabis for recreational use. He argued that the war on the drug had been irreversibly lost and that a change of policy towards legalisation was needed to stop street dealers from selling it to kids along with other more dangerous drugs. The Liberal Democrats and Greens have long advocated for the full legalisation of cannabis too, but the Home Secretary has ruled out the legalisation of cannabis for recreational use. Nevertheless, licensing cannabis for medical use is a step forward, William Hague said, before adding that the Conservatives should be as bold as Canada, which recently voted to legalise cannabis for recreational use. Adapted from The Week, UK, September 2020.